after the other one we just did, back to back. Today we got another special friend coming to us, but before we get to him, as always, we're going to roll the intro. Welcome to Wheelchair Wednesday. All right, let's welcome Spencer Bloomquist. Here we go. What is up, sir?
What's up, man?
Good to see you. You know how these things work. We don't got to really spend a lot of time explaining to you. So I'm going to just roll off with it. What is, it's the most like question we get asked all the time is, oh my gosh, how did it happen? So go ahead and explain your injury and how it happened.
All right, guys. So I'm Spencer, and you know, my injury, you know, some people have similar ones, but a couple years ago, 2008, you know, I was working as a bartender, working in the restaurant industry and stuff, and also worked on a side job doing as a DJ, and you know, I got a phone call saying that the DJ that was DJing at the club this night got into a car accident, you know, he wasn't going to be able to perform, so they called me and they're like, hey man, you want to perform in the big room tonight? I'm like, hell yeah, you know, for sure. So pretty much left work early, bartending gig, stopped at a gas station one night, filled up my gas tank, grabbed a couple things. Next thing I know, someone opens up my car door, puts a gun to my head.
Whoa.
And 2 seconds later, shoots me in the neck, man. No reason, no.
What?
No questions asked. Instant paralyzation.
Oh.
I fell into the steering wheel immediately, and the rest is history, man. You know, this is 2008, so we're coming up on 16 years right now on October 10th. So,
dang.
Living life, man. I pretty much knew immediately what had happened, and I'm just sitting there, you know, on the steering wheel, and that was that.
That, you know, we've heard some crazy stories here, Spencer, but that's got to be among the top five craziest, I'm telling you.
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, I mean, it just is what it is. We're on play for a long time, man, you know.
Right.
Friday night, 8 o'clock at a gas pump, you know, who would even think?
Who would have thought, right? This is a live show, as you know, so if we get anybody spot, you know, wants to chime in and has a question, whatever, we'll let you know live. TJWK Ireland, good to see you. Thanks for joining with us and commenting. So man, that is just nuts. I could not imagine that. How did your recovery go? Did you ever spend any time in like a, you know, like a recovery unit or like a rehabilitation place?
Yeah. So, I mean, this was you know, insurance was a little wacky back then.
Yeah.
Private insurance didn't cover, you know, any facilities out of state or, you know, I pretty much went through my coverage immediately. So, you know, from that point on, I went to, a local facility here in Florida, Northwest Florida, Pensacola rehab facility. Spent a month in there. You know, I gotta say, my injury was actually not too bad. You know, all these people, they get into these crazy car accidents, all this crazy stuff, having to wear halos, broken bones. Man, I went to the emergency room. They gave me a Band-Aid. They're like, here you go. You know, put me in rehab, and I was working out. You know, the next day. So
dang, was so it was a through and through then.
Yeah. So, I mean, I have some arm movement now, but at the time, you know, they next day put me in a sip and puff and stuff. So, but I, you know, I didn't have any of those secondary things. I mean, I had all the burning pain and all those kinds of things in my shoulder and chest, stuff like that. But, man, you know, my recovery, like, I mean, I'm blessed as far as that goes just because, you know, all these people that have these halos, broken necks, other, you know, things going on.
In the hospital for months at a time, right.
Yeah, clean sever of my neck. So, you know, I didn't have any of those extra broken bones, so I was able to go right to rehab.
Wow, that is crazy. You know, did they ever catch the guy?
Man, so. Yeah, he was doing life, but then he got out on technicality last year because he ended up being, he was 17 when it happened by 2 days, and some laws changed, and then he was able to go back, and then there was some technicality, so he ended up getting out. One of the other guys that was there actually out, you know, with them got out, and that dude's still doing life, you know, that didn't even shoot me, you know, so.
That's
dude
crazy.
That pulled the trigger and every dude that pulled the trigger, you know, he's out walking freely, so.
Right. Yeah. That's unfortunate, man. But You know, at least you're still here and still kicking on, so to speak.
Yeah, knock on wood, man.
Yep. Knock on my brand new wood we just put up here. Thanks to my son. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you wherever you are. Let me ask you this question. So it's been a while. You've been in a chair for a long time. This next question's kind of technical. It's would you walk if you could? Now, what I mean by that is if you could go back and pretty much you erase all your life in a wheelchair right now, but you go back and you choose not to take that ride that night and you can live your life the rest of the way. Would you go back and redo that or would you stay where you're at?
Life was good back then, man. I mean, it's good now, but it was better then, you know? So, yeah, hell yeah.
Right.
Hell yeah, I would, you know? I mean, I would definitely go back and, you know, and do it all over if I had to. But, you know, it is what it is. Like I said, I'm just blessed to be around, you know?
Right. No, for sure. Yeah, some people will, some people won't. It just depends on where you're at, you know what I mean? Everybody has a different point of view when it comes to that topic.
Yeah, you know, I mean, unfortunately, I mean, there's some things I probably would do differently in my life and makes me reflect on and stuff like that back in my days, but, you know, my situation, man, I was in a good spot that time, you know, about to graduate college. I was like 2 months from graduating, signed a gig, work on a Norwegian Cruise Line traveling job 2 months after that.
Oh, man.
So, you know, I had, life was flowing good, man. Everything was set, you know, so.
Absolutely.
I would go back, but, you know, not to say I don't have a bad life now or anything.
For sure.
You know.
Understandable. What about this one? Dating/married. How's that been going since you've been
I'm
in the chair?
Right now, you know, I mean, dude, the online dating, people in chairs just as hard, you know. I don't know, man. It seems like the wheelchair tracks some crazy ones, man. So
man, the devotees, you know. Bro. The devotees are out, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I've heard horror stories.
Yeah, so you know, I mean, I stay with a family member right now, so I'm trying to save up, get a place of my own, you know, and stuff like that. So one of these days, you know, I just haven't really been my main focus. But, you know, I mess around with a little online dating apps. And
oh, for sure.
Shit's going out now and then. But,
ain't nothing wrong with that.
You know, focus on me right now. You know, I figure something like that come along, man. All the ones that have been around come along so far. Just, ooh, man, you know.
Not really worth it, right?
Yeah, man, you know.
Yeah, understandable, man. I mean, it's just, you know, it's life is different for everybody. And my dad always used to say there's a lot of fish in the sea, man. You just got to find the right bait,
exactly.
Find the right spot.
The right one, man.
Yep.
Just come in a wheelchair, man. I ain't settling, you know?
Yep, nice. I like the attitude. Heck yeah. Next question for you is pet peeves. What is your biggest pet peeve about being in a chair?
I mean, dude, you know, just people, man. They're just... you know, always asking those stupid questions. Slow down, you know, all the.
Oh, yeah, you're driving too fast.
Man. So all that kind of stuff, you know, it's just drives me a little crazy, you know. I'm pretty blessed, man. I got the 24-hour nursing care and stuff like that, man. But, you know, dealing with nurses 24 hours, man, is a headache sometimes too, you know. So
24-hour nursing care, that means you have a 24-hour nurse on standby whenever?
Yes, 24 hours. I just had that. You know, I had about 16 hours a day for 10 years, and then, you know, just got to the point where, you know, I fought for it, man. It was, I mean, it's always a constant fight, fighting back and forth, trying to get it going there, but,
right.
You know, I eventually got approved for the 24-hour care, so, you know, like I said, it was a little bit of a struggle, but made it happen.
Heck yeah. What state are you in again?
Florida.
Okay.
Yep, moved down here from New York, man. I just came down here to go to school and, you know, ended up in a chair, man, you know, so.
Right. Man, that's crazy. What about something that you wish you could do now that you can no longer do? What would be that one thing? Besides that, the obvious. I mean, our brains always go to... Man, you know what? If I could just, and it's like, bro, come on. We all know. That's one thing, because that's the biggest question you get asked is, can you still do it? Does it still work? Like, well, yeah. I mean, it just depends on what you mean by that. You know what I mean? It's that some of us are just a lot different than others.
Yeah, so, yeah, man, I don't really, you know, I mean, that goes for everybody, I'm sure, you know. But, I mean, aside from that, man, you know, I got a pretty good life. I mean, I really wish, dude, driving, like, is one thing, man, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Not having the upper body strength. I mean, I tried one of them joystick cars out and stuff like that, and too sketchy, man, for my ability. You know, I don't have any hand movement, wrist movement, stuff like that. arm movement's a little sketchy. So one spasm, I'd be off the road. So, driving, man, and just being in a car with some people driving, especially having, I have some regular nurses, four or five of them, but some of these random ones you have, man, you just don't know what people driving is going to be like. So,
Oh my
man, if
goodness,
I
I
could
can
go back to
imagine.
driving my own vehicle, man, oh God, that would be.
Yeah, driving is definitely, I'll tell you from my experience, man, it's like, I mean, I'm a T3 T4 paraplegic, but I after my accident, I didn't care. I was like, dude, I don't even care if I get behind the wheel or not. Like, I had this huge realization of like the importance of just being alive, and I just told my old lady, I was like, we're
Yeah.
just gonna sit on the porch and watch cars go by, and she's like, oh, the hell we are, we're going places, we're doing things. And so then, like, I think it was like 3 months afterwards, after I got out, I signed up for driving classes, and they start you out on a little video game. And then once you get behind the wheel, dude, it was scary. Like, I was scared. They put you around the parking lot first. But once you get back out on that road and you start learning how to do it and getting into it, bro, it's a whole
Yeah.
nother feeling. It's like, it's a feeling of independence is unreal compared to what you're used to. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, for sure. So if there's one thing, man, just driving, not having to be driven around, oh man, some scary situations with random
Right.
drivers. Growing up, I was always like the go-to friend that was like, "Hey man, you're driving, no matter whose car it was, stuff like that." So, man, just being in some people's cars, man, slamming on brakes and just all that kind of stuff is just sketchy. So, that's probably the one thing that I miss most.
What about Elon's got this chip thing. What if you could get this chip thing that he's talking about, and like it could help you assist in driving and stuff? Would you do it?
For driving, maybe, but man, I don't want to be the guinea pig either,
Right.
I've kind of accepted it right now, man. I'll wait till, some of them other more brave people. I'm not, let's say, I'd rather be the, get a win that's working 100% and stuff, so I'll kind
Right.
of hold off on that a minute,
For sure. PJ Hager says, I missed it. How did he get hurt? Oh man, dude, I'm telling you, it's one of the top five stories.
Yeah, so.
He
Man, you know what? You want to hear a funny story about that situation, man? That night, I was like, "Damn, I got shot, man." The first thing, I was 20 at the time, and
Got
I fell
shot in the neck,
forward, and I was like,
PJ. Yeah.
"Yeah, I got shot in the neck." So, funny story, man. Like, first thing that happened is I fell forward and fell into my steering wheel. I already knew what had happened. I put two and two together. I grew up, my dad had a stroke before I was born. So I dealt with paralysis. I kind of knew, just from him going to rehab, stuff like that. So I
Right.
knew the environment. But the first thing, man, as soon as that happens, I was like, "Yo, Daniel." Daniel was the dude who was riding in the passenger seat with me. I'm like, "Bro, grab my wallet and take out my fake ID, man." I was like so scared of getting in trouble. Here I am,
Oh
like laying
man.
paralyzed, quadriplegic, and I'm freaking out because I got chalked ID or something in my wallet. So. Man, it's like the stupid little things. You're like, I'm over here worried about that. Meanwhile, my whole life's changed, and it's
Right.
like over here, like, dude, I want to get in trouble, man. My fake ID or whatever's in my wallet, So,
That's crazy how your mind just
man,
went to
yeah,
that.
your adrenaline, man, it's just going, So,
Right. Yep.
I remember going to rehab, man, or going to the hospital, and I'm just laying there on the table trying to figure out, what the deal is, and. Over here, hearing nurses talk about, I'm in the hallway of some hospital and they're just sitting there talking about Sex and the City episode or something, going back
Oh
and forth or
man, yeah.
whatever. I'm just like, so it was pretty vivid for the, 24 hours, 36 hours before, after that, I didn't have any other injuries. So, I was wide awake the whole time, so.
Right, and it's also a different transition too from like when you're in the hospital and you're getting like tended to day and night and like whatever, you know what I mean? Like right by your bedside, they're checking your stuff, you're getting like prodded and poked, whatever, but then you go home and there's nothing. And they warn you, they're like, is there anything else you think we should cover before you leave here? Because once you leave here, you're on your own and you don't realize it until you get home and you're like, damn, there's no call button.
Yeah,
There's no
I just had
like
family caregivers at the time, family for that, and it's like they don't, prepare you for somebody, nobody there to adjust your pillow, or
Right.
something, or stuff like that. Yeah, for sure. So.
Yep. All right, on to question number six. Any pain that you deal with?
Just sleeping, mainly like shoulder pain from just laying certain ways, certain times,
Mm-hmm.
Aside from that, the only thing I get is the autonomic dysplexia when I got pee and stuff,
Oh, so you kind of feel it, like you'll start to have a feeling when you got to go pee or something.
Yeah, just autonomic response,
AD,
so
yep.
yeah.
What's the one thing that helped you the most after your injury?
So a couple months after my injury, my last tax return I got, man, I used that to purchase a touchscreen computer. And I mean, that helped out big time because I didn't have a vehicle for a couple of years after my injury. So, I just didn't have the money for it at the time. 50 grand for a wheelchair van, just wasn't in the cards at the
Oh,
time.
yeah, yep.
So, I was able to buy a touchscreen computer, got a pointer. Man, once I got a computer back a couple months later, I mean, I feel like that definitely helped me out big time just being connected again, pretty smartphone, really,
Right.
So.
Right, yeah, because back in what, 2008, I mean, the internet wasn't even really the internet yet. It was just kind of it was a mad.
I had like a sidekick or something at the time, So, yeah, and I didn't have any hand movement at the time either for like 2 years. It took me to get some arm movement back and stuff to where I could drive a joystick chair, all that kind of stuff. So I was just driving with the sip and puff,
Right.
So.
What about your hobbies before? And you talked about doing DJ and stuff, but what about afterwards? Has anything changed? Did you switch anything up?
Just in the computer stuff. I hate computer stuff, but I'm kind of good with it, I guess. So just
Right.
nerding out
Oh,
on
it's a love
some stuff
hate.
like that.
Yep.
It's a love hate, yeah. I mean, people are like, oh, you're good with technology. And like, yeah, you think I want to deal with people resetting people's passwords all day? That's the majority of what it is. Like, did you turn the damn thing on and off? Or did you what's your
Right.
changing forgetting passwords and stuff? So
Unplug it,
I'm like,
plug it back in, and then it
yeah,
works.
I
Okay,
did
yep, you're
5 years.
good. Yep.
I actually worked 5 years doing a home automation for a home automation company doing home automation stuff for people with disabilities. So,
Oh, that's cool.
this was pre-Alexa stuff too. So, I did that. I had a nurse that traveled with me. We did jobs, across the southeastern U.S. here. That was kind of fun. But, yeah, man, it just got annoying. Once Alexa came out, we started selling those. And the
Dude,
main thing was people calling me with people calling me with password problems. So,
I'm a
I'm like,
user of Alexa, and I think it makes a tremendous difference in my life. It controls all my lights. It controls, you can control a lot of stuff with it, your cameras. I don't
oh
have
yeah, I got
like
everything,
super
man. My
good.
sh my whole house is like, being that I was doing home automation, I got smart blinds, smart
Oh
everything,
yeah,
desk
yep.
control,
That's
everything,
cool.
man. So front doors, openers, and
Yeah, I highly
doors, all that
recommend
stuff.
getting an Alexa. Like, if you got the internet and you need help, grab that, and then also just grab some lights that go with it. And I'm telling you, like, you can stay up later.
Yeah.
You just gotta tell, the machine to shut it off, and it will. And
Yeah, on a
everybody's
side
like,
note, I'm actually in the, I don't know if you're an Android or iPhone
"Oh,
user or
I'm an
not,
Android
but
for sure. I'm not switching over."
yeah. Well, so from doing home automation for a minute, I'm in kind of in the iPhone ecosystem now, just because the home automation stuff. So the thing with Alexa, man, this is a little side note. Sorry if we're going
Oh, no, absolutely. Go
off
right ahead.
logistics, man.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sure it's probably helpful for people, some people, but the Alexa, man, is we're relying on the internet and stuff. So, I mean, if your internet goes down, you're kind of out of luck in some sense. So, I'm
Yeah.
kind of in the Apple Home ecosystem, because as long as you got your Wi-Fi routers working, man, I can still control all my router stuff as long as HomeKit compatible, because it works on the local network versus having to be based on the server and stuff like that. So, Siri,
Right.
man, I'm able to control all those HomeKit devices on the local network. Internet could be down, whatever. As long as you got power, you're still good to go. So, obviously, Bluetooth devices, stuff like that works. But the Apple Home stuff I use, is all pretty integrated and works without internet. So.
Nice. Yeah, that's pretty cool. I personally, I'm out in the country, so like I there was no choice for me to get the DSL or the fast Xfinity stuff. So I
Yeah.
had to get these old AT&T Netgear Nighthawk boxes, and like
Yeah.
you can't even get them no more. Like, they're $400 a piece on eBay. It's ridiculous.
Man.
But I got two of them, and it runs everything like in my house. I hooked one up to a router to kind of push
That's
out the
cool.
signal a little more, and I mean, it worked. Like, power outages, whatever, it still usually goes. So You don't get the best internet, but hey, it lets me run a show on the internet, you know, every week on Wednesday called Wheelchair Wednesday. So it works there. But no, yeah, I love getting off track, bro. I don't even care. It's like whatever. It's your thing, you know what I mean? You want to talk about whatever you want to talk about, I'll give you a platform for it.
Yeah.
What about traveling? You like traveling? Well, you just said you went.
Yeah, man. So, you know, I kind of got out of the home automation thing. That was kind of like a job I was doing for like 5 years. The way I got into that, actually, you know, Voc Rehab in the state of Florida, you know, I used them extensively. And the guy that came that was assigned with getting my home out of my house had flooded. So he, we had to get a new home automation thing set up. And the guy's like, damn, you know more about this than me. So, you know, he hired me on as a home automation consultant and stuff like that. So I did that for a while, and then Alexis and all that kind of stuff started coming out. So, you know, I had an opportunity, a local travel agency worked up. I was supposed to be in, you know, hospitality and travel, work for Norwegian Cruise Line prior to my injury. You know, I had signed a 9-month contract with them, work on a ship and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, this opportunity, a local Expedia office opened up, man, and I just applied for travel agent gig, and, they hired me, you know, back in 2018 or whatever. And, you know, I mean, we made it through COVID, and, you know, travel business has been great. But, yeah, man, travel is just my number one passion since I was a kid. So, you know, I had a lot of opportunities traveling. And
nice.
Like, well, damn, I need to be in this, the business I need to be in, man, you know. So
going from city to city, and you do a lot of driving too, I'm sure, right?
Well, yeah, I live in Pensacola, Florida, so it's like 10 hours from reality.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm sure it's beautiful, though.
We're close to New Orleans, man. We're only a 3-hour hop and skip to New Orleans. But,
right.
You know, all my family's still up in New York and everything, so we make that drive at least once a year, you know, and constantly going to Miami, Fort Lauderdale, cruising, and stuff like that. So Atlanta, wherever, you know, wherever we got to go.
Right. For sure. I feel you. My biggest thing is just, like, traveling is the pain, man. Like, I can only go so far before my back starts really hurting, you know what I mean, and my point of injury. So it's like, I haven't really done any huge big traveling, but I really want to. Like, I want to start doing it, like, right now, you know what I mean? I want to plan something and go.
Now where you at? Where
I'm in Michigan at? So I'm in southern Michigan, near Jackson. Which is like, us people from Michigan, like, holding up our hands to show you where we're from, right here on the bottom, like, right before the the thing. That's where I'm at. So I kind of want to go south. You know, she's got family that lives in Tennessee. I'd like to go down there again because it's warmer down there during the winter seasons, and we can get down there. But it's just like, to get down there, it's a 9-hour trip all the way. I would rather just do like maybe 5 hours, find a hotel, you know, get up and then finish the trip then.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure, man. Flying. I know flying's a pain too, you know. So
yeah, you never know how your wheelchair is going to come out.
Yeah, we just did a trip to Europe this summer and made it. My chair made it, thankfully, but you know how
nice. What airline did you take?
We took Delta, so.
I've heard good things about Delta.
Man, for sure. You know, after working as a travel agent, booking thousands of people, you know, I mean, I've had good and bad luck with all of them, you know, so.
Right.
It's really just, you know, depending on the person and stuff, you know, so.
Right. Absolutely. Well.
Yeah.
Before we ask you this last question, I want to ask you this. I ask people this every once in a while, and I usually forget about it. But if there was one function that you could have back on your body, what would it be?
I mean, man, like one that, you know, the
besides the obvious, besides that one, what would you have?
You know, I mean, the bowel and bladder stuff, obviously, you know, would be nice. But I mean, man, if I could get one hand to work or something, you know, or arm to work, man, I mean, you know, I'd be a businessman, you know, so.
Right.
I mean, driving, you know, pretty much anything, you know. So, I mean, right now I'm kind of limited in nursing and stuff like that just because I can't use the hands. So the 24-hour nursing is cool. But, you know, definitely hand movement, you know, be the second thing I want back, you know, so.
Yeah, man. And, dude, I just got to say, like, that to me is I wake up every day and I think, oh, you know, I used to think, like, oh, my God, my world's over, blah, blah, blah. But then as I've done this and I've talked to you guys, it's like, dude, like, I got it good compared to a lot of people that I've talked to. But
dude,
it's,
you know, that's really what's kept me going. You know, when I was first injured, the rehab I went to, they called this dude in like 2 days after I was injured. And this dude on a ventilator, man, he came rolling in there like Darth Vader and stuff. And he's like, He's like, "Hey man, you're never gonna have to buy new shoes." I'm like, "Oh dude, you're a nice guy."
Oh man, that's a good one. I like that one.
I mean, so he came up in there, on the ventilator. I'm like, at least I'm not bad off as this dude right here, So,
Right.
I mean, I guess it's kind of messed up maybe to look at it, but just seeing people in worse situation makes me grateful for everything I got, and
Absolutely.
So I definitely try to stay involved with the disability community, and unfortunately I'm on Medicaid, so my income's a little bit limited here in Florida, and I'm on I'm able to work and stuff through a couple sources, Able United and in the state of Florida allows me to earn some extra income and stuff like that, but unfortunately I'm still a little bit limited, just
Right.
because of Medicaid and stuff like that. I'm very fortunate, Medicaid pays for my nursing 24 hours, but my income's kind of limited to about 35 $40,000. We've had to get a little crafty with my boss and stuff as far as compensation and stuff like that, but
Man, I think they need to fix all that. Yeah, the way they got the disability around our country is just ridiculous, man. Like, it's just, I mean, you look at other
yeah,
countries
the
and the way
biggest
they're
thing
running
is
it.
it's we're like capitalist society where you got 50 states running 50 different programs. It just doesn't make sense, like each state's got its own little disability program. I mean, obviously you want to leave the power to the states, but it's just so not cost effective to do it that way. I mean, disability shouldn't be based on the state you live in. You shouldn't get better treatment just because where you live. Florida is one of the few states that doesn't have a buy-in program. I don't know if you're familiar with those at all or
Now,
not.
what's a buy-in program?
So buy-in program pretty much allows people to keep their Medicaid and benefits, and it allows them to almost treat Medicaid as a as their primary insurance company. So you pretty much pay Medicaid a percentage of your income as your insurance company, and it allows you to earn higher limits and stuff like that of money. I don't know if you're familiar with ABLE accounts or not or anything like that too.
I've heard of that. I've heard of that.
Yeah. So when were you disabled? How young were you when you were disabled?
I was 33.
Okay, so you wouldn't qualify just yet, but I'm actually a brand ambassador for the ABLE program here in Florida. So the ABLE Act was, it's called the Achieving a Better Life Act, and it was enacted 10 years ago now. It's pretty much an act that says anybody disabled before the age of 26 with permanent disability, can you open up one of these accounts to save more than the amounts that the state and Social Security, all those kinds of things, allow? They actually changed the law 2 years ago, so it is to the age 46 now. So if you were disabled before 46, you can open up one of these accounts. However, that doesn't go into effect until January of 2026. So come January 2026, you'll be able to open up one of those accounts. It allows you to contribute extra money from working, save up to $100,000 without affecting state benefits. So it's a great program, and each state kind of runs it themselves. They have their own, designated company or person that runs that. Here in Florida, it's the Prepaid College Board in the state of Florida. So they're the ones running that. So otherwise I'd be limited to like 20 grand a year. So
Right. That's kind of cool.
hopefully
Heck
in
yeah.
hopefully in about 15 months or so you'll be able to open one of them up too. And because you really got a plan, even if you're on Medicaid now, living with a disability, unfortunately, physical disability, like when being in a chair, man, eventually at some point, you're probably gonna have to rely on it. So those ABLE accounts definitely are super beneficial as far as allowing me to save money. And I mean,
Right.
you could own a house and not affect Medicaid, but you can't have more than $2,000 in the bank. This doesn't make sense,
Yeah, it's weird, man. Something's wrong with it. You know what I mean? To say the least.
Yeah, so I mean, them ABLE accounts, man, it's saved me in a pinch a couple times. My house got flooded twice here in Florida, so
Damn, you
just all
guys are getting
sorts
a
of other
hurricane
things.
here, ain't you?
Yeah, I'm actually in Pensacola, so I'm all the way west.
Oh,
I'm
you're
right in the middle of
top,
that
yeah.
state line.
Okay, yep.
So, it might not hit us. It might not, there's no telling. So, it is what it is. I mean, we just deal with it when it happens,
Right, part of living near the
I mean,
ocean, I guess.
unless it hits a five, man, we're just having a party, So.
Right. Yeah, make sure you get on video. Send it in the SEI Life guys chat group. It'd be fun on the group page.
For sure. So,
Last
yeah,
question
so.
of the night. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh yeah, I mean, I definitely, if you guys ever need any resources, man, just hit me up. I mean, I sit on a couple boards, like disability-related stuff, Center for Independent Living, stuff like that, and I can't earn more than $40,000 a year, so a lot of my time is just volunteering and doing stuff.
Right.
If anybody ever got any questions about disability-related benefit stuff, just give me a holler, man.
For
Just
sure.
because, just unfortunately, you gotta, learn the hard way, trying to figure all this stuff out, and sitting on a couple local boards here, like I said, Center for Independent Living, Northwest Florida Rehab Foundation, and brand ambassador for Able United. Got my hands tapped into a couple things, and we gotta be here for each other, man. You know what I mean? I love what you
Yeah.
guys are doing with the podcast here and stuff, and
As I like
just
to
hearing
say, the
everybody's
wheelchair
story, man.
mafia. Yeah.
That's right, man. Yeah, so.
Yep. Yeah, man, and definitely when this is all said and done, I want you to send me a link or a couple links or whatever you want to put on the description of this so people can easily click and find whatever, you or whatever. If you'd like. I mean, you don't
Sure.
have to, but it's available to you. But for the last question that I got for you is pretty much, I think, one of the most important ones. What would be the best advice that you could give to a newly injured person that's like maybe got your style injury?
Man, I mean, if you want to get back to work, focusing on walking is all good and everything, but I think you really gotta just focus on yourself, focus on career, keep yourself busy and stuff like that. Get hooked up with your state vocational rehabilitation office, because they'll be the ones that provide you with the work stuff. I wish I would have known about them 2 or 3 years sooner. You get tied up with them, they'll set you what you need to go to school, get training, they'll set you up with job placement, they'll evaluate you if you need legal services paid for, if you need wheelchair van modifications paid for. As long as your main goal is to get back to work and get reemployed, then they'll pretty much cover you for anything you need, man. I've gotten them to cover home automation systems for me, shower wheelchairs, I've gotten them to pay for van modifications, you name it. I mean, I got high speed motor packages on one of my chair, paid for standing feature on my chair,
Nice.
lap tray. So I mean, you definitely need to take advantage of those services that are available. It's just a lot of time when you're dealing with these state and government agencies, those employees are just there to click mouse a couple every a couple times every hour, so
Right.
you really just got to advocate for yourself, man. And obviously, when you're first injured, walking is a great goal and stuff, but you got to really come to reality. And sometimes I feel like coming to terms with maybe you won't be walking. I'm not to say that your physical fitness and your motivation, that should totally be 100% of your day. I mean, I go to the gym a couple times a week, you really got to focus on getting back to living a normal life in a wheelchair if that's going to be your fate. If things fire and come back, that's all fine dandy, what I mean? But you really gotta continue focusing on what you really care about, and whether it's going to be a job, if you're looking for a job or something like that. You ain't gonna get a job not trying to get it, so if you're gonna
Yeah,
stick
I
around
like
with
to say,
job looking
closed
for,
mouths don't get fed.
and squeaky
Squeaky wheel
wheel
gets the
just
grease.
creates
Yes,
sand,
sir.
when you're trying to get those services and stuff like that, you just gotta stay on top of people, because they're not gonna come find you. So it's definitely important to stay on top of those kinds of things, and just be an advocate for yourself, man. And the sky's the limit, you know what I mean? So.
Absolutely. Well, Spencer, man, I'll give you a round of applause. Thanks for coming on the show, and hanging out with
Yeah, man,
us.
you need to come down. You need to come down, meet up with Maldito and us, man. We're gonna go get up with him, and I think in November and something,
I know, man. All
go
the
up to
cool
Miami
wheelchair
and
guys
stuff.
are hanging out down south in the nice sunny weather with the beaches and all that stuff. We got to go down there and all meet up.
I know, man. I'm all the way in Pensacola, I'm like 10 hour drive from that. So you're about as far from Florida probably as
Well, shoot, when I
me.
get to Tennessee, I'll hit you up and let you know where I'm at. We'll see how far we are. Be like, hey,
Yeah,
man, it's
man.
only a
Sure,
short
man.
time
Get
away.
up there. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I've been meaning to hit up Tennessee, man. I ain't been up there in a minute, but I definitely want to check that out, man. And see what they got going on up there,
For sure. Well, Spencer, I appreciate you coming on. We're gonna put
Yeah,
all
appreciate
your
you having me, man.
all your links and stuff we'll throw in the description once we get them, after this goes off or whatever. And then stick with me, and we'll end. Everybody else, Thanks for watching Wheelchair Wednesday, and stay tuned for next week's episodes where we will have a mystery guest. I can't tell you. I don't even know. We'll see you then. Thanks, Spencer, and thanks, everybody else. See you.